This is GQDN for June the 24th, 2022. In today's news, we talk about Xbox, Call of Duty, Final Fantasy Remake, and also God of War update. But today, we start with news from GameInformer.com, and it says that Activision Blizzard shareholders held a vote, and they said that Bobby Kotick will remain on the board. Now, the vote broke down like this. Now, this is just a one-year term, okay? Now, Bobby Kotick received 533 million votes by investors. Only 62.5 million voted against him, while just over 2 million abstained from voting. Also know this, does not mean that he is secured as CEO, okay? Because Microsoft would be the one to acknowledge that. So, with that said, he is still there and will be there for another year at Activision Blizzard. That much is assured. But we go from one executive to another. This coming to us from Eurogamer.net. And it seems like their chief executive is going to take a pay cut. So, let's see if I get this name right. Yves Guillemot chose not to be paid on his third annual compensation, and that's via Axios, equating to a pay cut at about $327,000. $327,000. Now, an Ubisoft spokesperson told Axios, this was a personal decision by Guillemot, which he took considering that the company had not reached the final financial targets that it had publicly communicated to the markets. The execution of internal reforms means to address issues stemming from the company's sexual scandals. That was all a part of the financial performance, and that was on its report. So, since to its bad press and overall poor performance, he took a pay cut. Now we go to DualShockers.com, and they are saying that the new God of War Ragnarok could be announced this week. Now, this could be coming on June 30th in 6 days. And what happened was one of the Twitter posters called The Snitch basically called out the game. And when he reported on it, he gave out the numbers 11110. So some fans decided to try to translate it and came up with a decimal by value of 30, which had many speculating the date of June 30th for said announcement. Well, Tom Henderson at _Tom_Henderson_ said on Twitter, It looks like we have our date for some God of War announcements, June 30th. So we'll see when the 30th comes, won't we? Now we go back to Destructoid.com, or maybe for the first time today, I don't know. Don't really care. But they're saying that From Software game is in its final stages. Now, Hideki Miyazaki, and I really did screw that name up, and I do apologize for that, did say that the studios has entered the final stages of development. And quote, he's already working on his next title as a director. Now, he also did say, in the mid to long term, I would like to work on a more abstract fantasy than anything we've done in the past. And that is probably why they are looking for development staff to play a central role in several new projects, unquote. But right now, he cannot say what is coming, at least not yet, because it's not available yet. But he did say that there are more Elden Ring updates coming. So, who knows what this game will be? We will find out later. Sticking with Destructoid, it appears that the Final Fantasy VII Remake team is making some changes from the original Final Fantasy VII game. So basically, they're making some changes to make it feel more realistic. Using your dual shockers, if you play PlayStation, to be vibrating, birds of words, once you get close to something like fire and like explosions and some other stuff like that. So it's not so much like remake, Final Fantasy VII Remake. They're previewing Rebirth, okay? So that is something that everyone will have to take a look at. That's if you play Final Fantasy. Now, for all you Call of Duty fans, GameSpot.com did reveal that Season 4 brings back the zombies. Oh boy. So, this is something that was done there before. And for 2008's Call of Duty World at War, did have that mode. So now they're coming back to that mode, and they're trying to put some more fun into the game. But do you agree with this move? Let me know at Joe Brums on Twitter. Now, GameSpot.com also said that the Sonic Origins developer are very unhappy about the remastered game. At HC Stealth on Twitter said, quote, "This is frustrating. I won't lie and say that there weren't issues in what we gave to Sega. But what is in Origins is also not what we've turned in. Integration introduced some wild bugs that conventional logic would have one believe were our responsibility. A lot of them aren't." That was the initial post. He did go on to say that, quote, "I'm extremely proud of my team for the performance under such pressure, but every one of us is very unhappy about the state of Origins, even in Sonic 3 component. We weren't too thrilled about its pre-submission state either, but a lot was beyond our control." Sounds like they're pointing fingers. It does. We end today with Xbox Series X and S are outselling PlayStation 5 in Japan. This comes to us from IGN.com and at welfare_JBP did say that supply constraints continued to cause havoc. Xbox Series outsold the PS5 for a second week in Japan last week. Series S, 3,423 modules. Series X, 3,272 modules. PlayStation 5, 2,371. So, at CBX Freak, they'd say as well, "It finally happened. Xbox Series S by itself outsold PlayStation 5 in Japan last week, May 9th to May 15th. Xbox Series S, 6,120. Xbox Series S, 105. PlayStation 5, disc and digital, 2,963. Very interesting stuff. So, there will be no show for the weekly show this week, but you can still follow us at twitch.tv/DonForge. This has been a DonForge production, 2022. All rights are reserved. I didn't say you could go check out our Audible link on thegroupquest.com or our Patreon, patreon.com/thegroupquest, or check out stackup.org. I just did. We'll see you next week. Go play some games, people.